President Biden announced new border control measures yesterday and urged migrants not to show up at the southern U.S. border. Those who do cross without documentation, he said, will be quickly expelled to Mexico. The new restrictions come as the number of people seeking asylum in recent months has grown and as a number of U.S. cities have declared states of emergency. Cities including the border city of Calexico in California. That is where NPR's Jasmine Garst was recently. She has this report.
That's the sound of turnstiles that folks use to cross between Calexico and Mexicali, the city on the other side of the border. Thousands of people line up to come through this gate every day, a small opening in the steel border wall, to go to work, to visit family, and to shop. And many line up to ask for asylum in the United States. Jacqueline Arellano is with the nonprofit Border Kindness. Based in Calexico, they offer an array of services to migrants and asylum seekers.
In the last 2 or 3 years, we have noticed a big shift, not just in numbers, but also country of origin. And also, there's an increased level of desperation and misinformation.
Arellano says it's hard to come by official numbers, but she estimates that currently at least 60 migrants a day are arriving in Calexico. That's over twice as many as a year ago. Calexico Vice Mayor Raul Ureña says his small city, with its population of around 38,000, is simply not prepared.
90% of the migrants, 90% are able to just get on their way with some kind of transportation service. But the other 10%, there has been instances where these people have had to sleep on the streets.
Calexico declared a state of emergency in late December over the influx. Most folks in this city I spoke to yesterday say they've noticed it, but it hasn't affected their everyday life. Melissa Martinez was out doing some shopping. She hadn't heard of Biden's new border policy.
Casi la mayoría que vivimos aquí en frontera somos latinos, así que no creo que les moleste que vengan también otros latinos.
Most people who live here are Latinos, and I don't think we care that more Latinos come here, she says. But not all in Calexico agree. Alexandra Ibarra, a Mexican-born American citizen, was out for a stroll with her kids. She says she's noticed more migrants arriving in the city and that it's at times felt disruptive.
Mi niño se asustó mucho porque no sabía qué era y andaban correteándolo adentro de la tienda. Entonces, sí es algo traumático para él.
Ibarra says she and her son were at a mall near the border fence recently and that a migrant ran through the store they were in, chased by Border Patrol. Her son was terrified. She thinks Biden's plan to limit the number of people crossing the border is a good idea. Anthony Pantoja, on the other side, doesn't understand the hand-wringing. He's a cook at a restaurant here, and he says lots of places in Calexico are incredibly short-handed.
Never have enough workers. We were always understaffed. That's everywhere, pretty much. So wherever they can get people, they'll take them.
Like so many in this city, he lives in Mexicali and commutes every day. A few years ago, he started noticing the line of asylum seekers growing. Folks from Cuba, Haiti, even Ukraine. Community leaders are concerned about how President Biden's new border policy will impact these people. Raul Ureña, the Calexico vice mayor, says it pushes the responsibility for migrants and their safety on Mexico.
Where people there are going to then again be in danger, ripe for human trafficking, all those things that we want to avoid.
He acknowledges that his city isn't capable of helping all the people who want asylum, but he worries about what will happen to them if they get turned away. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Calexico.